This is lesson number 3 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Bikurim. And today we will study Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hei, and Vav, the first Perek, the 5th and 6th Mishnah. The 5th Mishnah begins taking off upon what we studied yesterday in the previous Mishnah, which our Mishnah concludes that a ger is limited in that he cannot recite the Mikra Bikurim, nor can he even recite Shmona Esrei in the same way that a non-ger, a full-fledged Yisroel, does, because he cannot say Avoseinu. Although, we pointed out that there is an alternate Brisa which disagrees with this Mishnah, and the Rambam paskins that a ger can say Avoseinu for both Mikra Bikurim and for the Tefillah of Shmona Esrei. But continuing with the topic of Gerim, Mishneh begins, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Isha bas Gerim lo tinaseh lekohuna. A woman who is a descendant of Gerim, meaning her parents were both Gerim, cannot marry a Kohen, achetehe imo mi Yisroel, unless her mother, or the Mefarshim say, or father, is a full-fledged, bona fide Yisroel. This is true, echad gerim, whether this woman's parents were gerim, or avodim mishuchrorim, they were freed slaves, who essentially have the same halacha as gerim. V'yafilu ad asora doros. This is true forever, 10 generations, or even more, ad shetehe imon miYisrael, unless the mother or father was a full-fledged Jew. The main source for this halacha, of course, is not in Meseches Bikurim, but rather in Meseches Kedushin, Perek Dalet, Mishneh Zayin. And there, Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and he says that a ger, shenoso giyores, that the descendant of two parents, both of whom are gerim, can, the daughter of such a marriage, can marry a kohen, and the halacha is that lechatchila, if a kohen comes to ask, can I marry this woman, both of whose parents are gerim, we would advise him not to keep the lineage, so to speak, of the kohen pure. But if he does marry her, he does not have to divorce her. It is a legitimate marriage. This is the halacha, as paskin in the Rambam, following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah and Meseches Kedushin. The Mishnah continues, ho apitropos. If a person is appointed, either by the family or by the court, to be the guardian of orphans, so the orphans own the property, but he's the guardian. The orphans are minor children. Or v'hashuliach, if I own a farm, and I send you as my shliach to deliver the bikurim for me, v'ho'evet, or a person who is an evet kanani, or ho'isha, a woman, cannot bring bikurim. And similarly, the tumtum v'androgynous. A tumtum is a person of questionable gender, whose we can't determine what gender she is. An androgynous is a hermaphrodite, a person who has both masculine and feminine genitals. Mevi'in v'lo korin. These people can bring bikurim, but they can't read the parsha. She'enon yicholin lomar Hashem nosato li Hashem. They can't say that this is produce of a land which God gave to me. The apotropos, it's not his land. The shliach, it's not his land. Eved Aisha, they really have no nachla. Even the benos slofchod, the status of their inheritance in the land, the Tosfos Yontif explains, is not as chaluka, but as yerusha. They were not given a divided piece of the land, but rather they inherited from their father, and therefore they cannot recite Asher Nosato Li Hashem. And similarly, is true for a person of indeterminate gender, tumtum or androgynous, because the pasuk says, Ish lefi pikudov yutana chaloso. Ish means someone who is definitely male, not someone whose gender status is questionable. Moving on to Mishneh Vav, Hakone shnei ilonos betosh shel chaveru. If you have a farm, and I buy two trees in your farm, as we will see in the next Mishnah, that if I buy three trees in your farm, then that little section where I have three trees, that's mine, and I can bring Bikurim and recite the Parsha. One tree, it's not my, I own no land, I just own a tree. Two trees is questionable. I bought two trees in your land. Maybe, so the crop, the bounty, the produce of those trees can be brought as Bikurim, must be brought as Bikurim. V'eino kore, I cannot read the phrase, because the phrase reads, so Adoma shenosatoli, and I don't own any land, I only owe fruits of trees, own fruits of trees. Rabbi Meir disagrees and says two trees already is considered land, property, and therefore mevi v'kore. Yovei shamayot, suppose a person has a farm, and trees are growing there, and they're giving fruit. But then the water source, the well, dries up. So at this point in time, when he comes, he cannot say that I'm giving from the land which God gave me. Various reasons are advanced for why he can't say that. One interesting reason is that the Bikurim have to be given bizman simcha, at a time of simcha, as the pasuk says, "V'yoniso v'yomarto lefnei Hashem Elokecha v'somachto b'chol hatov." And if the well is dry, there's no simcha. Others say if the well is dry, his land is worthless, so he has no land. In effect, niktzaso ilon. Or if after he took the fruits of the tree becomes chopped down. So again, either there's no simcha according to some mafarshim, or he has no property anymore. Property without trees is not a property. Maybe he brings Bikurim, the Eino Kore, but does not recite the Parsha. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, maybe the Kore. Rabbi Yehuda, either because he holds that it's sufficient simcha, or we don't require simcha in this sense, or because he holds and it doesn't matter what the current status of the field is. As long as the status at the time the Bikurim was taken from the tree was that it had a well and the trees were standing, he does bring and read the Parsha of Bikurim. The Mishnah continues, Me'atzeres v'yad hechog, from Shavuos to Sukkos, that's the ideal time. That's the time of Simcha. That's the time when all the harvesting is being done. That's the time to bring Bikurim and to read the Parsha of Bikurim. Maybe Vikore. Min hechog v'yad Chanukah, but after Sukkos until Chanukah, maybe he can still bring Bikurim, but v'yeno kore, he no longer reads the Parsha, because it is not the Zman of Simcha. The Zman of Simcha ends with the final harvesting, approximately the time of Sukkos. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, he disagrees and says, maybe Vikore, you can bring and you can read even after Sukkos until Chanukah, because he does not darshan the pasuk of the somachta that you have to be in a state of simcha when you read the Mikra Bikurim, and therefore for Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, you can read the Parsha of Bikurim, the Mikra Bikurim, even after Sukkot until Chanukah. After Chanukah, different story, and no longer can Bikurim be brought. So this is the end of Mishnah Vav, and with it we have concluded lesson number 3.